John, so after a late night game, a win over Kansas State, when do you guys as a defense dive into Baylor and get a real sense of, you know, what Baylor has to offer offensively?
Yeah, we'll probably start doing that today in our meetings and everything with our coaches. We couldn't watch them play yesterday because they were, I mean, 2 days ago, because they were playing in overtime kind of the same time we were. But I know a lot of guys watched the Baylor and Utah game, and I know a lot of guys have watched some film of them already. And so some of the players kind of have an idea already, but as a defense, we'll probably go over that today.
John, you probably passed Crew Wakely as you were shuffling chairs and whatnot in there. We just further talked to him and whatnot. Can I ask you just what kind of your first impressions were of Crew and what he brings to the, I mean, what he brings, like, on the field in the film is something that we can see, but what does he bring to this team is in the locker room from a leadership standpoint, that kind of thing?
Yeah, Crew is a guy that, you know, he's going to do what Crew does no matter what anyone tells him to. So, When he first got here, we had a class together, and he was like, I was talking to him because we were both on the team, and I didn't really know him yet, but I just switched positions, and I was all worried. I was, you know, like, hey, I'm just worried that, you know, I won't start or I won't play, or maybe, you know, what if they don't like me? And from January 2023, I mean, Crew was like, I don't care if no one likes me. I'm going to be the best safety we got. You know, I'm going to be a starter. And that was, you know, after our class one day at, you know, 8:30 p.m. So to see him doing this now, you know, doesn't surprise me, and it doesn't surprise himself either, because the guy prepares the right way, and he's a heck of a player. I mean, look how many tackles he had, and, you know, on that drive, I think it was in the third quarter, you know, he saved a touchdown, him one-on-one with the tight end. That's not an easy play to make. So to see him kind of do that, and, you know, he's not, you know, ignorant or cocky or anything, but a lot of guys respect him because the way he plays and the way he carries himself.
We'll take some more questions from Jay Drew and then Jay Catch.
Hey, John, I assume you were in that game against Baylor there in Waco, whatever it was, a few years ago. What were your impressions of the place? And will the, you know, the kickoff time fairly early, how will that play into your preparation?
Yeah, I think, I mean, it's a hard place to play. They bring a good crowd, and they're a tough team to play at home. And it's makes me a little bit different. It's going to be a little bit hotter, especially on turf, a little bit of humidity. So there's that we got to prepare for. And the early kickoff, I mean, that's it's gonna be there regardless. I think the best thing you can do is just go to sleep a little earlier this week and wake up a little earlier. I think with the 10 a.m. kickoff, we got to wake up at like 6 o'clock, something like that. So I think we just got to get that in our minds right now, and We'll address it as a team and kind of get everyone on the same page, get our sports scientists talking to us to get it zoned in. But I think the early kickoff time shouldn't be that much of an issue.
John, you talked about the fact you changed positions during your time at BYU. You're not the biggest defensive tackle out there. What has led to you having success against some of these bigger offensive lines in the Big 12?
Yeah, a lot of it is his technique and in the scheme of the defense. I've had the opportunity to, you know, work with some really good coaches. My defensive tackle coach, Sione Pua, he played in the league for a long time, and I mean, he's coached a lot of guys to go to the NFL, and he's played there for a long time, so he kind of knows what works for people and what doesn't. And I think the whole mentality of our defense of being more aggressive, you know, kind of led me to, you know, play more aggressive, and that's helped me kind of take this this whole thing on. But yeah, I mean, as far as defensive line goes, the basics are the basics. You got to stay low and strike with your hands and get knockbacks. So that doesn't change whether you're playing D end or D tackle. So that, and working hard this off season, gaining weight, getting stronger with the new strength staff, has led me to play at the level I am today.
Talk about Sione Pua. Can you also address how Gary Anderson and Chad Kay have helped you guys out as well?
Yeah, those guys have done a great job. Coach Anderson, he coaches, you know, the D tackles most of the time. Takes some time with the DNs each practice and talks to them, and the front seven a lot of the times. But you know, he's in the D-tackle room for the most part, and he does a really good job coaching us up, and he's coached at, you know, every single level you can think of at the college level. He's been a coordinator, position coach, head coach. So he kind of knows – how to handle, you know, he knows how to handle his role in this defense and in his role in this coaching staff, and he's done a really good job of complimenting Coach Sione and Coach Hill and getting the defensive line and the front seven to work better together.
Okay, we'll take our last questions from Jason Shepherd.
John, from the outside looking in, there's so much momentum building with this team right now. I'm just curious how much you guys feel that right now and feed off of, you know, week after week is sort of building on each other. How much do you guys feed off of the momentum you've created right now?
We feed off of it. You know, obviously everyone does. Everyone's excited to win and everything. But football is an interesting sport because, you know, there's – You get a week in between games. You know, you get time to think. You know, there's no back-to-back games. There's no, you know, tournaments or anything. You get a whole week to, you know, you get a whole week to be humble. You get a whole week to be prideful. So, you know, we try to put each game behind us, but to know that we can play at that level and set a new expectation for ourselves each week has been a great tool. And yeah, we just. I can tell you right now, our defensive staff is all in on Baylor, all about Baylor right now, and to win a game like that at home is awesome, and it's going to be, you know, a memorable one, and I hope Cougar Nation loves it, but we owe it to ourselves to stay locked in and prepare for Baylor.